Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. And today, we're going to ask the question, can you grow a podcast without social media? So if you don't mind, hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen. If you are listening live via Clubhouse, and share this with a fellow Clubhouser. And if you're listening via podcast, share this with a fellow podcaster. And then give us about 2 minutes, and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Podcast and morning chat. Oh, I'm supposed to say, I'm your host, Mark Ronick. Still getting used to that. And if you've noticed, I don't know if you can or not, you'll have to tell me. If you've noticed a bit of an echo, I did that on purpose, that pause. I am coming to you from our Airbnb, our vacation place, but mainly our Airbnb, and occasionally we block off some time to be able to come here and enjoy it ourselves. My wife just had her birthday over the weekend, and her lifetime friend that she's known since she was a year old has joined us here. So we are enjoying some time in the mountains today, right outside of Asheville. I am in our game room. So this was a three-car garage that was converted into a game room arcade, one of those basketball shooting arcades. There's a little workout area. There's the ping pong table. There's a shuffleboard table. It's the whole thing. And it's a little echoey in here and a little cold because we don't have the air conditioning, the heat. We don't have any of that stuff yet, the HVAC stuff in here. So far, no complaints. But so far, I'm guessing most people aren't doing a podcast at 7 in the morning in here when it's still a little chilly. Okay, so today, I decided I wanted to go with a topic that is somewhat related to some frustrations that I'm going through these days. The idea of social media. I have, for just about as long as social media and podcasting has been a part of my life, I have preached that social media is a necessary thing for a podcast. Even if you have a budget, even if you're planning on using that budget toward advertising and promotion, I have argued for a long time that as a podcaster, being in a digital space, social media goes hand in hand with you, well, with your podcast. I am, some of you probably heard me share, I'm a little frustrated with social media in the sense that I'm just tired of doing it. I've been doing it for a really long time with my other podcasts, and I really went all in on it just a couple of years ago. and I feel tired. I want to explore with everybody the idea of what does podcasting look like without social media? Can it exist? So that's going to be the opening question of the morning this morning. I'm going to go to Nick first. Good morning, Nick. How was your weekend? And the question of the morning is social media a necessary evil? Yes, I'm going to call it that. Is social media a necessary evil for a podcast?
Everybody. My weekend was good. It was chill. Didn't go anywhere or do anything. Just sat around at home, which was nice. Is social media a necessary evil for podcasting? I mean, with the question worded like that, I'm going to say no. Like, I can start a podcast without social media. But I would argue that if you want to effectively grow your podcast, yeah, it's got to be a part of it.
So you think there is no way a podcast has to have social media in order to exist?
Apparently we lost Mark. I think, oh, there he is.
Sorry about that. Being that I am away, I am not used to where all the buttons are because I usually mute my soundboard, not Clubhouse. So I was just talking away at you. My bad. So you are saying really no way you have to have social media if you're looking to grow your podcast. You can't grow it any other way. And really, let me be specific. This is probably a big component too. I mean, I did say with or without a budget, but I think even more so for the independent podcaster, for the DIYer, for a lot of you who are listening right now, do we have to have it?
I mean, there's obviously other strategies. There's SEO and things like that that can help the podcast grow. That doesn't involve social media at all, but it requires other kinds of work. Like with social media, you have to be publishing content to a website, and usually that'll be more than just your show notes, like more than just a little description of what the episode is going to be. And I mean, I think it's like anything else. Like if you look at videos or tips on how to grow on Instagram as an example, people will tell you, oh, well, you should post once a day, like one reel, 10 shorts, or not 10 stories, etc., etc. And really, the more you post, the more likely you are to have success. And it all comes down to that. No matter what you do, no matter how much you put into it, essentially is what you're going to get out. So if you just do a podcast episode every week, and that's all you're doing to grow the show, yeah, it could catch on. It could spread through word of mouth or maybe a little bit of SEO, but it's going to take a long time unless something just by chance goes viral somehow. But I still think, yeah, it's a big part of it if you want to see growth. I'm staying there.
Okay, that's fair. And I think this is something definitely to explore. And I think one of those areas that you brought up is the idea that, okay, if you're not doing social media and you do want your podcast to grow, you do want it to be discovered, sure, there might be other areas and you got to still put in that work. So that would be another question that anybody is welcome to answer, really, because is it just a matter of we don't want to do the work for those of us who maybe are tired of social media or don't want to post on social media? Is it more about the work? And are we willing to put it in? So let's, Jeff, yeah, go ahead. Jeff has joined us up here on stage. Good morning, Jeff. Did you want to say something about this? There he is.
I'm here. Can you hear me okay, or is this echoing in my car?
No, you sound good. It probably sounds better than I do.
No, I hear you fine. You know, it's kind of an interesting question because I know that as it regards social media, you know, there's a lot of things that I want to improve on, but I would almost turn the question in reverse because there's a lot that I know that I need to do with social media to improve my platform, but I also see a lot of people that are afraid to directly advocate on their own behalf. They're more willing to post a graphic on their socials than they are to call their friend and say, hey, listen to my podcast. And I know that I have gotten significant, consistent support and interest from people when I have reached out to individuals specifically that might not know what I'm doing and let them know what I'm doing, and they hear it and they tell people about it. Now, can that be a slower way to go than addressing the masses via social media? Sure. But it's also a personal address, and a lot of people think that they're, just because they cast a line out into a big pond, they're going to catch a bunch of fish. And they're really doing it via social media because they're afraid to personally say, hey, I have a new episode. I've got a new show. I've got a show this weekend. Can you come? They don't want to do that because they're afraid of the personal engagement. And I would say, you know, there is a threat of relying on social media when you're afraid to send a direct message, you know, to somebody that you actually know. And social media becomes the excuse not to do that. So I think we need to keep both in mind.
Thank you, Jeff. And everybody, let me know if I'm causing a lot of static here. I hope it sounds better now. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. And is it, so, you know, maybe somebody would look at you and say, well, Jeff, you're a musician and you know a lot of people, you know a lot of names. I don't have the same kind of network as you, so I don't feel like I can do that. What would you say to that?
I would say that's crap, because you know, the people that I hear from most consistently about, oh, I listened to this episode, I loved it, they're not musicians. They're not people that are connected. They're not people that I know through music. They're friends of mine. They're fraternity brothers. They're people that I went to college with that don't follow social media. Or I can post all day long, but the algorithms are not friendly. But if I reach out one time and say, hey, buddy, did you know I got this? No, I didn't know that. Let me check it out. And then every week or so I go, hey, dude, I checked out your thing. No, I think the idea of, oh, well, Jeff's connected, he's got a network, I think that's an excuse. And I think all of us can think of somebody at the top of mind that we've run into somewhere and said, hey, we need to get together and have lunch. And then we don't reach out to them to have lunch. And after a certain amount of time, we think, oh, well, now I'm embarrassed to reach out to them to have lunch because too much time has passed. And I think that's, that kind of feeling can be just as much of an inhibitor as saying, oh, I don't want to call my friend and say, I've got this podcast, I'd love to check.
You think we lost Jeff right at the last second there. There he is.
I just said, I think Jeff has a network is BS.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. And I saw Alex come off mic. I think Alex wants to chime in. Is that the case, Alex?
Go for it. I do, but I think Amanda was before me.
Okay. Fair. Thank you. Appreciate that. Amanda, did you want to add to this?
No, you can go, Alex. It's fine.
Okay, I thought I saw your hand up. This might be not a popular opinion, but you know, I've done a lot of business. I've done a lot of selling in my life, and you find out what you're really made of if you've ever had the opportunity or put yourself in the position to sell insurance. You find out really quick who your friends are and who you friends aren't. And I kind of equate it to podcasting in a little bit, and maybe people don't feel this way, but I think sometimes people are embarrassed that they're podcasters. And what do I mean by that? It's like you don't want to say something to your friends or family because you're putting yourself out. And it's kind of an uncomfortable thing. Social media, you can equate it to the new water cooler in some cases. And in other cases, you know, one thing that I try to do is I tell everybody that I podcast. But I think Jeff makes a really good point. You don't have to just tell people. You have to, not that you stick it in their face all the time, but you have to kind of remind them every so often, because people are out of sight, out of mind. And I think the problem with my main podcast, which is the TV show one that I do, it's kind of a niche. So there's not a lot of people that either get it or you don't. But the Bookworms one, oh my God, it's a great conversation starter. I mean, there's no downside to it. But I think you just have to want to put yourself out there and be that person. And plus, social media, for better or for worse, and like you said, it isn't necessarily evil. You can become lazy because of it. And I think, I just put it on social media, so everybody should attract it. No, you have to still do the little things. And I think that's what it comes down to, whether it's knocking on the doors or going to a library and seeing if you can do an in-person podcast or whatever. So,
yeah, I mean, again, it does come down to being willing to put in the work. And if you're choosing not to put in the work in... Yes, I forgot the mic. I forgot the mic again. This is going to be a train wreck of a podcast, but that's okay. It happens. I'm getting used to doing the remote thing again. It's been a minute. And the podcast audience probably heard me chiming in, so they don't think it's a train wreck at all. I was saying that it still does come down to, I think, what it's sounding like based on now Alex's answer too, is it does come down to putting in the work. So I think where I'm going to eventually take this conversation this morning is, okay, so what other ways can we promote, grow our podcast if we're not using social media? What are those ways that we have to put in the work, right? What are those different ways that we are going to spend some time on if we don't want to use social media? I want to ask Sid his thoughts. Sid, because Sid has admitted in here, and for those of us who follow him, know he uses social media. I don't think he's using it necessarily specifically to help him grow his podcast, but we're going to find out. So, Sid, good morning. Is social media a necessary evil for growing or getting a podcast discovered? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. And before I answer this, Amanda, you've had your hand up twice, so I'm going to pass to you, and then I'll take it over after you, okay?
Go for it, Amanda.
Thanks. Sorry, I was doing something the last time. But good morning, everyone. I would say, you know, this is, I feel you on that. I've kind of, you know, get into funks where, you know, and recently have been in a funk where I'm just like, I really don't feel like posting anything. And I've kept it like very minimum. But I've also been in a season of, you know, just being present with my kids. My kids were home. So just, you know, keeping that home work life balance. But I, you know, if you're getting that burnout feeling and if social media is really not something that you are good at, if it's not really like your zone of genius and you don't have the time or the energy to do it, then I have always been mentored to with the advice of you buy your time, you invest in yourself, you find somebody who is going to be able to take that over for you. To some extent, you know, keeping your budget in mind so that you have that taken off of your shoulders, because you can get to a space where you're like, you know what, I just don't feel like showing up anymore. And rightfully so, you've been doing so many things that you've gotten into a space where you overwhelm yourself. So I say, you know, if you don't have the time, if you don't have the energy, invest and buy your time and buy the energy and invest in somebody where social media, it's their wheelhouse, it's their zone of genius, and they'll be able to show up for you on those days where you just don't have it in you to show up for yourself.
Thank you, Amanda. I appreciate both the, what's the word I'm looking for? The encouragement that if I'm not feeling it, to explore other areas. And I appreciate the idea of, yeah, if it's time, if you really feel burnt out, if you feel like you're grinding and you're tired, yeah, maybe it is time to find somebody to bring on and help with some of that heavy lifting so that you can also enjoy what you're doing and you can focus on the areas that do make a difference, not just for you, but for your audience. Sid, we're back to you. Is social media a necessary evil for growing or getting your podcast discovered?
So good morning, everybody. I think this is a really interesting question because I have a couple of probably conflicting thoughts about this. So yesterday in our moderator chat, I sent a podcast episode that was talking about a new AI tool, or maybe not a new, but new to me AI tools. And I found that episode and that podcast because of a LinkedIn post. So I think it is certainly a place where social media in general, where you can be discovered or your show can be discovered if you're posting about it. I think what we're really looking for when we're posting on any social platform, whatever it is we're looking for engagement. We're looking for people to comment, to like, to share. And when we don't get that, I think that kind of bums us out that people aren't sharing or commenting. But then I think that boils down to this. So I said, this is like a double-edged sword here. Like, are we producing the right kind of content to get people to engage? Are we just like repurposing what the AI tells us to repurpose? Or are we doing the right kind of clips? So, I mean, at the end of the day, I think where I'm going to land with this is that it is a necessary evil if you want to grow your show, or maybe it's a nice to have. How's that? It's a nice to have. I do not do a lot of posting, on social media about my show. I do a little bit, but I do not do a lot. And I think I just talked in circles. I feel like I
you
just
did
talked
a little
in
bit.
Circles.
You went from necessary evil to it's a nice thing to have. But I do hear what you're saying, and I think that is the struggle. I think that's the struggle for me. Sometimes I feel that way. It's a necessary evil. Sometimes I feel it's nice to have. Sometimes I think it's a waste of time. Nick, did you want to add something?
Yeah, I think Sid, in his circles of talking, I'm just kidding, Sid. He brought up a really good point too, though. I think social media can be a huge distraction from your ultimate goal. So you have a podcast, you're like, I'm going to use social media to promote it. And then you get so focused on the likes and the comments and the views that you kind of just forget about why you're doing it in the first place. And that's to attract more people to your podcast. The social media account itself, yes, obviously the more engagement is going to lead to more views and et cetera, et cetera. But if you have a tight niche audience that maybe they don't engage a lot, but they tune into the podcast episode, that's a win in my opinion. And I think we get so caught up in chasing the social media vanity metrics that we completely forget about what's actually important. Website traffic, downloads on the podcast, more people sharing the podcast word of mouth. Like, some of the stuff can be difficult to track, but I mean, you can see if you're getting more downloads every week as you publish different pieces of content on social media. They might not engage. I don't know how many times I click on stuff that I see on social media, and I'm like, I'm so far disconnected from that social media platform at that point that I'm not thinking, oh, I should go back and like that post or comment on it. Like, I've already clicked, I've read that headline, and I'm like, oh, I'm in. So people operate the same way.
Yeah, I hear that. And I saw Amanda wanted to chime back in while you were speaking. Amanda, what did you want to add?
I really love what Nick just said, and it struck something in my brain to bring up. You know, when you are, when you're setting out to do whatever it is that you want to do, and you want to use social media as your platform, it's good to remember that it is just a sliver of the many ways that you can put yourself out there. But that being said, you should have a strategy going in. And I am kind of like in this phase of revamping my strategy because of other things that I want to accomplish, such as, you know, investing in PR to get myself out there more. PR is very expensive. I don't know if anybody's ever looked into that. Thousands of dollars. So, you know, I'm not in the position where I can shell that out at the current moment. So now I'm revamping my social media strategy across all platforms of how can I get myself to where I need to be so that I can invest in PR by using social media, amongst other things, but social media can be a help. So have a strategy. You know, don't just go in and be like, well, I'm posting this, I'm posting that. Have a strategy, have a goal with how you're using social media and what you want the outcome to be in terms of whatever it is that you're doing.
And don't forget to track. Sorry, I just wanted to add on top of that as well. Like, if with that goal in mind and that strategy in place, you have to be able to track how it's going. You can come back in the next month and say, is my strategy working, or do I need to make adjustments to my strategy? I think a lot of times we put a strategy in place and then we just run with it and we don't know if it's doing good or doing bad. And we're just like, well, social media doesn't work. Well, people are making social media work. Maybe the strategy needs to be adjusted, but you don't know where to adjust if you're not tracking.
I have a vague question for you, Nick, because you were talking about tracking and you were talking about, you were encouraging that earlier. And so if we're not using social media, if we're not using something that necessarily spits out the analytics, the data behind it, how do we track it? What's a way, you know, other than, or maybe is that the only way to just see if downloads are increasing over that period of time that you're using that specific method, whatever it is? Like, how do we do that? How do we track it?
I mean, it ultimately depends on your strategy itself. So it's kind of hard. Like I know for myself, my ultimate goal was to get people listening to the podcast on my website or getting people to my website. So I would constantly be looking at Google Analytics, not necessarily the podcast analytics, although I would look at those too. But I wanted to see the traffic was coming to my website. And then I know if they're not listening to the episode or they leave the website very quickly, that I can make minor adjustments either to the website or to the content itself. But I at least see that people are coming to the website. Like that was the first step. If people weren't coming to the website, then I knew I needed to back up another step and say, okay, why aren't people coming to the website? What am I not doing to get people there? Like everything, especially this is one of the reasons I like the website side of things as well, is everything is trackable. You can analyze every single step of the way with Google Analytics and say, where did this person come from? How long did they stay on my site? Did they check out other pages on my website? If they're staying on a website for 10, 15, 20 minutes, they're probably a good thought that they were listening to the podcast episode. They weren't just sitting there on the one page, not doing anything. I don't even know, because Google Analytics, there's so much stuff you can dive into on that. It's super helpful. But again, you have to have the strategy in place and you have to really track it and look at it. You have to understand where people are coming from, how they're getting there, why are they staying there, et cetera.
And I just wrote down here, where did it go? Of course. Oh, yeah. So social media is deceiving because it seems like it's the easiest way to start promoting your podcast, right? Like I feel like on the service level, yes, aside from maybe our own personal hangups about being on camera or putting ourselves out there, that has to be moved aside at some point, because if we're doing a podcast, we're doing that already. We're putting ourselves out there already. But I think with social media, we look at it as, well, sure, I can post some stuff. I can post some clips of my podcast. It's going to be easy because I'm just recording the podcast. All I got to do is get it clipped out and posted. What it ends up revealing is there's a lot more to it than that. And I think what happens is we make that investment, that personal investment into a platform, into a social media platform. And then it's hard work, but we just get stuck in there because we just think, well, this is, we've told ourselves this is the easiest thing to do out of all the things, because taking however long it takes to learn SEO feels too hard. So there's no way I'm going to do that. But this goes back to something that was said earlier. It all takes work. Just where are you going to put in the time, and how much time are you willing to put in? I see Yvonne came up here, and I'm going to come to you, Yvonne. John came up here as well, and it was during, I think, Amanda's share. And it's probably something else, but I wanted to ask you, John, if you would share with Amanda and anyone else listening, you know, because Amanda said PR is too expensive, right? And I know that you're doing some stuff on your own using some AI and some other stuff to do your own PR. So I was curious if you wouldn't mind sharing that with Amanda as well. Good morning, John.
Absolutely. So PR falls under, for me, the paid advertising. And when you say advertising, there's paid and there's unpaid, but it always involves time. So you're going to pay one way or the other. Then you've got organic, which for me is social media, which means free. There's no money being transferred, however you use the time. That also includes search, which SEO doesn't have to be complicated. You can really simplify it. It also focuses on making sure your episodes are discoverable in podcast search engines. But social media, the main thing is Nick hit it in the nail on the head. The strategy for me is very simple, all right? And I'm not anti-video. I'll say this all the time. However, video creates a lot more work, which I don't do a video show. And it adds another step to the process where people have to watch the video. You got to get their attention. They got to go past the preview. They got to watch it. They got to decide to comment on it, engage, or share. With the photo, they just share. They see it immediately. There's no other step. They can share it. So the main thing is use Google Analytics and find out which social media is working for you. And the easiest way to do that is to put a source code in at the end of your link. Have a different source code for Facebook. Have a different source code for IG. Have a different source code for X, for LinkedIn, LinkedIn newsletter. I do that for all of them. So I can figure out which is actually delivering traffic. And here's what I found out. Instagram does not deliver traffic. For me, it does not. So why would I go to the extra effort to create content for that? So it's about the web traffic to your website. That is the most important thing. And then you can use blog articles, you can use all kinds of other things to enhance search traffic. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, and understanding what platforms are working for you earlier on, I believe, for me, if I know, let's say Instagram is working really well for me and TikTok is not, if I have data to really back that up, then investing more time in the platform that I know is picking up steam, is getting traction, then all of a sudden I'm feeling a little bit better about spending that time on that content for that platform. So I love that example. And by the way, let's take a moment to congratulate John for breaking the Apple Podcast charts for one of the top shows. Yeah, top shows under the documentary category. I believe you are number 30, at least when you shared with us.
I did, and yesterday I hit 24. Right now it's 25. The goal is to get it in the top 12 so that the show shows up in the category in the Apple Podcast app. That's the end goal.
Well, congratulations. That's the Law Enforcement Talk Radio Show, the podcast version, now number 24. In the documentary category. Awesome, John. Thank you. It's nice to have you here and have your experience and your accomplishments here and the things you do shared here. So thank you. Appreciate you. And I do want to check in with some other people on stage as well. And so what I'm going to do is go to Yvonne, since I said I was going to go to Yvonne next. And then let's go to Walt. Haven't heard from Walt yet on this topic. So Yvonne, good morning. What did you want to add?
Good morning. I thought there was something really great about what Sid said. He said, yes, it's a necessary evil and it's a nice to have. And I'm trying to approach it as a nice to have, even though sometimes it feels like a necessary evil. So that's part of the challenge. And the other thing that I'm finding with social media, and I mostly tend to live on Instagram and Facebook. So I'll post to Instagram and it instantly gets posted over to Facebook. So it's not extra work, which is great. And I'm hitting my demographic more in Facebook because I'm talking about ageism and all that. So, and a lot of the people there I have more personal relationships with, but I have grown the Instagram presence through video, really. And what I'm looking at social media as now is just another way to talk about what I want to talk about. So it's an in addition to the podcast. I'm getting out my message through the podcast, but it's a little bit different what I'm doing on social media. It's not about pushing the podcast or promoting the podcast all the time, so much as it's about pushing my messaging all the time.
I like that too. It's a matter of defining what is social media doing for you? What do you want it to do for you? And if you're going into it saying it's going to grow my podcast, I mean, there are plenty of arguments that will say it's not going to grow your podcast. Maybe over time it will, but it's not necessarily, in many opinions, going to be that quick fix. And I agree with that. I don't think it is a quick fix. I think it is an extension. I think you can, as Yvonne said, you can share your message. If that's, and quite frankly, I believe that should be probably the most important thing, is you want to get your message out there. And picking only one way, whether it's podcasting or a social media platform, that may not be enough if you, depending on your definition of growth, your definition of success. I like that. Thank you, Yvonne. Walt, good morning. And I'm going to ask you the same question I've been asking, and then maybe, well, I'll wait to hear your answer. I want to know if there is another way other than social media that you think might be really effective to help you grow a podcast. That said, the main question I'm asking everyone, is social media a necessary evil for growing a podcast? Walt, floor is yours.
I'm going to say yes, because there's no good without evil. I think the two coexist. There's nuances in everything. I personally like social media. I like playing around with it. I have fun on it. But I think just in general, I think it's good to not move on social media with expectations. There are ways to go viral that are not unethical and actually work, organic virality things, there's paid virality things. But I think even when you know exactly what you're doing, and I'm still learning some of those ways too, but even when you know what you're doing, it's good to move without expectations. Oh, I'll close it, Dakota. Other ways to do it. I think there's lots of ways. I think that if you're tired with social media, I think it's good to learn about just marketing in general, kind of the fundamentals of it, because social media is really just like a way to extend yourself with other humans around the world quickly. But for me, something that I'm leaning on now are newsletters and just collaborations with other people's like communities and publications. So those are kind of my three things: newsletters, communities, and just editorial publications.
Love it. Yeah. And we've definitely talked a bit over time about newsletters and the value that they can bring. And I have found mine continues to grow. And I have also found that people actually look at it. You know, it took me a long time to believe that people actually want a newsletter coming to them, let's say, well, in my case, every week, once a week. And what I found is that people are engaging with it. People reply to it and will either comment on something I've written or ask a question about, say, the Empowered Podcasting Conference coming up at the end of June. People will ask me questions about it, all because they read it in that newsletter. And it creates that engagement. And hopefully they're, and according to some of the data I've seen, they are sharing it. They're forwarding it on to other podcasters. So there could be something to that. Again, I think to me, a lot of these ways are all effective, and a lot of them take time and take effort. I was trying to get Chris Vaglio up here because he recently, in our own Facebook group, he was asking people if they wanted to do podcast promo swaps. So my podcast, I record some kind of ad, and then Chris records some kind of ad, and we play it on each other's shows. So I would promote Song Swap Showdown. He would promote the Podcasting Morning Chat. And I'm curious how, if he started that, how that's working. And I'm curious if anybody else has done that, and what kind of success have you had? But we do have Billy up here on stage, Mr. TikTok, I'm going to call you. I think your video has probably hit past 2 million views at this point, the heavy beer mug challenge. I forget what you exactly called that. And good morning to you, Billy. What did you want to add to the conversation this morning? Mr. TikTok.
I don't know about Mr. TikTok, but I think I had some thoughts earlier on when I first came up, and then I got distracted. I was resetting at my studio, had an opportunity to produce a live audience podcast or live in person however you describe that. There was it was pretty cool this weekend, so I was just resetting up my gear here at the office. But I don't know, podcasting with or without social media. I mean, I think a lot of my content, especially when I was podcasting quite a bit, I didn't really know any other way to discover other podcasters to do like co-promotion stuff on or other platforms to promote on. And I kind of discovered those all through social media just by looking up, you know, podcasting through social media. So I kind of, I'm a big proponent of social media just because I feel like I find a lot of quality resources by, you know, engaging and networking through there. So, you know, like you guys, for instance, you know, I know all of you all through social media first, I think, or Clubhouse. I don't know. I guess that's the most social media we can get, but, you know, other platforms, I learned more about your services or your businesses or whatever. So, I mean, that's how I kind of got started promoting anything in my content creation world, was through social media and by leveraging it to get access to other programs. So I'm a huge fan as a content creator in general of leveraging social platforms, building them, even if it's not for the purpose of that platform, but to use that platform to get access to other programs. I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah, other programs, like you said, other programs and other people. It's a great way to connect, right? It's social media. Yeah, so it is an opportunity. And maybe that's something to think about, too. If we are not interested in posting content to social media or we don't like it, then it can still be used to help you, I'll say, grow your podcast or at least grow your network and in turn, grow your podcast. I could see an argument for that. And Billy, I wanted to ask you a question, and then I'm going to come to Alex, because I wanted to touch on what you did over the weekend. And I think the best way to, you were looking for a way to describe it, I guess you produced a podcast with a live studio audience, right? And what was that like? Was there anything in particular, because I think you said that was a new experience for you, anything in particular that you found terribly challenging, or did it go pretty smoothly?
Well, so far so good. So it was called Got It From My Mama podcast, which is a Jennifer Smith out of Nashville. And so she's a mom of an up-and-coming country music artist, and she interviews other moms kind of in that space, I guess. And so Chase Rice played at the Azalea Festival here in town. And so his mom was Connie Rice, was on the podcast as a guest. I was all confused as to whose show it was before the show started. But so I partnered with another company in town, and they're basically like, hey man, we know how to do video stuff, but we don't really know podcasting. We got hired to do this. Can you come help us? And so I tore down my gear, took it over there, set it up. A pretty standard. I mean, I did TV stuff for a long time, and I've done my own podcast teardown and setups and live shows. So all the tech stuff was pretty simple, you know, pretty standard by the book. And then, you know, when the guests got there, it was kind of cool because the host got there, then the guest, and then the Chase Rice was there, you know, supporting his mom. And so there was a couple of things like, will he come up? Will he not come up? Will there be this transition of, you know, seating and microphones and all this? So we kind of had to be prepared for really anything, but because no one knew exactly what was going to happen, which was kind of fun. And then you have this live studio audience. You know, some people were like super fans of this guy, and he's in the audience too. So it's kind of one of those. I've never been in that position before, and I don't really fanboy too much. I didn't really even know who this guy was until I mean, just to put it in perspective, like, people were asking him questions, and after the crowd kind of died down, I started talking to him about guns, because he mentioned at some point during this whole thing that he liked guns. So I was like, all right, whatever, dude, let's talk about guns. I'm sure you asked about music and catching brawls on stage or whatever you do. But so anyway, it was kind of fun. But, you know, that was kind of the uneasy, unknowing part, was like, what's going to happen from a tech side of it? And like, I need to be on point the whole time just in case, you know, this guy comes up and wants to grab a mic and get him a chair and all that. So that's something I wasn't, you know, I've never really been in that situation where it's like, now here's all these scenarios that could happen. Make sure your tech guys are ready. And I'm like, all right, I don't know what that means, but we'll be ready. So that was kind of fun and weird at the same time.
Well, thanks, Billy, for, yeah, I guess that could be, I could see myself that being the anxiety I'd be experienced the whole time, is just what might happen. Yeah, the unexpected. But it sounds great. It sounds like it went really smooth. So yeah, I'm glad it did. And all right, so I just heard from Chris Vaglio. He can't come up because SongSwap Showdown starts in just about a half hour, 8:15 a.m. Eastern on Mondays is when they do that live. So maybe Chris will come back and join us, and we can talk a little bit about his recent request to this community to do the podcast promo swaps. Sid, did you want to add something?
I do, but I think Alex had his hand up first.
Oh, you're right. Please forgive me, Alex. Yeah, I said we were going to go to you. Please feel free. Take the floor.
Well, I was having the same conversation first off with Billy when he stopped by at our live about guns. No, but the reason why I came up was I just wanted to talk a little bit about a couple of things that were in the chat. I mean, Jonathan started off the first thing, you know, what without social media? And then people were just asking, like, where was it? I'm sorry. I had it. And then the conversation kind of went. No, 72 said, it talks about how it's part of your, it's an extension of your brand. And to post, create grabs that people that want to talk about. And, you know, DR talks about, probably engagement, but Jonathan also put a link in on Canva of a whole social media strategy. And then, Alexandra asked, an interesting question, which is, about Google. Is Google considered, considered social media? I'm sorry. I can't find it because I'm on the fly here.
That's
but
okay.
You know, it's just really kind of interesting, everybody's take on it, because it just seems like, you know, like Soda, that's her main thing, is creating that whole brand. And I just think that the biggest problem with social media is it's like this word that people use and move however they think it is. And some people know and some people don't know. That was kind of the point of this whole rant.
Yeah, and thank you for checking on the chat. I appreciate that. Jonathan, thank you for that link. I will put that in the show notes as well. And if you want to come up and talk to that link a little bit more, you're more than welcome to do that. In the meantime, I'm going to go back to Sid. Sid, what did you want to add?
Well, I think earlier Yvonne said something that I think is really important. And that people don't want to be sold to. They don't want to always you be promoting. But what Yvonne said was, I'm sharing my message. I'm sharing what I do, why it's important to me, and that's driving traffic. I think that's really important to remember, to do less promotion and more sharing your message, more creative things, more things that, you know, I think doing, and I did this once before, but for lots of reasons have gotten out of the habit of this, but, you know, doing lives with your guests and talking about the show and doing things that are not necessarily promote, and doing things that share your message that will drive traffic to whether your podcast, your website, but somewhere into your ecosystem.
Thank you, Sid. Yeah, thank you for echoing Yvonne's point and elaborating. Yeah, and John wants to add something. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I want to jump in. This is something I learned along the way that I put into play. Social media is not about you. And I hate to say it, it's not about your brand. It's about developing consumers of your content. And the best way to focus on this is just say, for example, you have three or four, you know who your primary audience is going to be. Let's just say it's men 45 to 54, men and women 45 to 54. You know there's certain things that areas of interest, pick three or four areas of interest, camping, classic cars, knitting, whatever it might be, and put up posts that you can, you have rights to public domain images and things like that, and see which one develops more response. Those are the people that will grow your page. Of that, only a percentage will ever consume your content. When you take the strategy of, and every time I post my podcast on social media, I get responses. I don't post on my page, but every fourth post is one of my old episodes of my show. On another page I post on Facebook, it's every fifth post. The other posts are all about engagement, about growing your audience. So then when you put in a post, it's got a link to an outside platform, whether it be to your website, a blog article, or episode of your podcast. More people that follow you on social media will see it. But instead of focusing on you, focus on the audience you want to build and go after that and put up the stuff that they want to get. And what doesn't respond, that doesn't get a response, don't do that anymore. See what does, do more of that. And those that don't do it. It's great to have a message, but if no one hears that message, what good have you done? It's really more important for me to have more people see and respond to that message than to post.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, and what I hear is two things that are sticking out to me, strategy, and part of that strategy is variety, right? So John is talking about, I really appreciate hearing what John's saying. He has a very strategic approach to what content he's posting. Every fourth post, he's doing this. Every fifth post, he's doing this. And he's making sure that the other posts that he's posting, posts one, two, and three, don't directly relate to the podcast. It's content that's relatable for his audience. It's content that he knows his audience will be interested in, or at least
you've got it. You nailed it right on the head, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I say that too, John. I say to people all the time, you know, we post content. Stop posting about you, making it about you. In other words, stop saying things like "I'm excited about this podcast." And I'll say it too, John. I hate to say it like this, but nobody cares that you're excited about your podcast. That's not going to get them to go press play on your podcast. Give them reasons why. Right. And to John's point, if you are going to use social media, you do need variety. People don't want to see the same crap over and over and over again. And I say crap because eventually, if it's the same kind of stuff over and over and over again, that's just what it becomes in many people's head is crap. It's just noise. So providing variety keeps their interest. And Jonathan, thanks for coming up here. I appreciate it. I wanted to hear more about your link, and I think it's valuable for our audience to hear about it. I will include it in our show notes as well. You have the floor, John. Please tell us a little bit about this link.
No problem. Yeah. So, and sorry, I'm not plugged in, so hopefully you can hear me clearly.
Oh, yeah.
So I just put that in there because it has for everybody the key KPIs, really, the key things that you should be looking at to see if your content is making a difference. And it's set up in the different stages: awareness, consideration, decision, adoption, which you could say getting people to know about your podcast, getting them to want to watch it, and then actually getting them to click and listen to or watch your podcast. So it kind of brings you through that process and what the different metrics would be when you're looking for them. So that's there for everybody. And yes, and remember that social media is about your audience, not about you. They don't care about what you do. They care about how you can help them.
Absolutely. And yes, in some ways they care, right? Like I want to be clear in the sense that we know that things like behind the scenes content can be eye-catching, it can be of interest to an audience. And there are areas and places you can go on social media to express yourself. And I think, for example, in your stories, sharing personal things there, I think, is of interest to an audience who's following you. So yes, but when it comes to promoting, it's not about you anymore. It's about your audience and how you're serving them and if it's of interest to them. Jonathan, thanks for sharing that link. I'm looking forward to digging into that today. And thanks, everybody, for a great conversation around this. And it really is a thing for me right now because I have just felt like social media is draining me. And to John's point and some other points here, it's time for me to revisit my strategy and think about it more, well, I'll just say, and be more thoughtful about it. And I'm going to go back now and pay attention again to some of the content that's worked well over the past 30, 60, and 90 days. And I'm going to start making more of that content. And I'm going to see how that works. I'm going to see if it feels good to me. And I'm going to see if my audience is responding to it. So I appreciate this conversation today. And we're back again tomorrow. And I want to say a couple of things. Thursday, we're going to get into storytelling. And we're going to bring in a guest, a member of our community, and no, not Dominic this time. But we are going to, and we're going to approach it from a different angle than Dominic has shared with us before. Maybe I shouldn't even say different angle, but maybe an extension of some stuff that Dominic has shared before. And you guys, some of you have met Carrie Monk. Carrie has been up on stage a few times. He's joined this community after we met him at PodFest, and I had an amazing conversation with him last week all about storytelling. And more importantly, it's really about the content that we're creating for our podcasts. Because I'll give you a little sneak peek. One of the things that I was saying to him is there's so many podcasters out there that are looking for that magic pill, looking for how do I get this podcast to grow? How do I monetize it? Give me this formula. And I think what's most neglected is the quality of our content. We're constantly looking for those strategies to market, to use SEO. And all of that is great. But if we're making a lousy product, I'm just saying it and calling it as it is. If we're making a product that's not connecting with our audience, that's the first place to start. And I really want to dig into what makes a podcast enjoyable to an audience. And how do we capture their attention and hold their attention throughout the podcast? And I do think storytelling is a tremendous part of that. So looking forward to that Thursday and more to come every Monday through Friday here on the Podcasting Morning Chat. Join us at 7 a.m. Eastern Time live on Clubhouse or 7 a.m. Pacific Time via your favorite podcast platform. Until tomorrow, make it a great day, everybody. Take care.